It is the 2nd of September. It's a Thursday night. And listen, this is Russ Dizdar. Glad to be with you. Shatter the Darkness live radio broadcast. And I know that Hawk, we'd given Hawk the hour on Thursday night. We are just informed by Steve Quayle that Hawk will not be doing Thursday nights live. We were offering a four broadcast live on Thursdays, but here we are. If you're new to this voice, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Very glad that you're here with us. Listen, stay with us for this next hour and realize something. It is a providential hour, been prayed over. There's going to be interaction, and we trust that the hand of God is outstretched with grace and mercy for all. Now, we're going to talk tonight about the theme that we've been dealing with all week. The theme being this, Monday through Friday, the dark side of the supernatural. The dark side of the supernatural. It is massively a supernatural world that we live in. It really is. Angels of God, demons of hell. Listen, extraordinary interactions. They are bulging at the seams. Biblical prophecy teaches that the dark side will come with unprecedented presence, experiences, events, encounters, offers, and lure billions into their plotted goal of the greatest and the most destructive lie in human history. On the other side of the fence, God is operative. The great witnesses out of the book of Revelation, they're going to come too. I mean, the Antichrist is going to come. The abyss will be opened, but the great witnesses of God and the demonstrative hand of God will be operative, as is today, so it will be, well, in increasing measure in the days to come. We're going to do a little travel right now into the future. I mean, way into the future. It may be 10 years away. It could be 20 years away. I don't know. It could be, it could be 8 years away. I know one thing, the great chaos is coming, the Antichrist will rise, globalism's gonna take its grip, a new alternative, dark, masqueraded as light, spirituality is really leading the way. There are a number of things that the uncreated, infinite Spirit of God, listen now, he knows all, and so in the future, if you understand prophetic, predictive biblical prophecy. Listen to these words. Just listen to these words. Revelation 22:15. For without, or on the outside, the idea is this, on the outside. And I'm really concerned that some of you are right now on the outside. I want you to hear the whole verse, take it in. I think that there are drug cartels and drug lords operative out of South America, operative out of Mexico, that are counting on the spirits offering sacrifices to Santa Muerte, the demon god of death, for success in the drug trade. I'm concerned that around the world that there are, quote, scientists, 2012ers, shamans, those into the dark rituals that are using particular kinds of drugs, doorways. In the future, the issue of drugs, are addressed. It is in biblical prophecy that we see that in the very end of days, in the very last of the last days before the visible return of Christ, these words of God are spoken. Here's what it says, for on the outside are the dogs and sorcerers, pharmakia. Pharmakia is the ones using drugs in the context of magic arts and connection and opening doors to spirits. On the outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers and idolaters, and whatever loves and makes a lie. Now, here again is the end of globalism, the end of where billions may have taken the mark, worshiped the image of the beast, followed the Antichrist, and opened the doors in the area of drugs to spirit contact, human sexual perversion, decadence, addiction, murders, idolatry in the sense of demon, direct demon worship, and the loving and embracing of lies. Can I tell you something? This is literally, this is the core of what Satan is all about. It's the core nature. It's all about his perversion and his operative work in the world. And if you think the drug issue's big, if you think that the demons are dancing now, well, in the days to come and the weeks to come and the months to come and the few years that are left, we shall see the manifestation of spirits, dark spirits, as never before in human history. And one of those doorways, besides the sexual perversion that opens the door, besides the ritual murders and the slaughter of the human race which open doors, besides the idolatry and direct worship of demons, and the nature of the lie, there's going to be the vast doorway of spirit-inspired, spirit-given drugs, pharmakia, to open the door to their side. They are knocking. The sad thing is millions are listening. Again, welcome, shadowthedarkness.net on the web. This is Shadow the Darkness, well, the broadcast live. Sometimes in all of our work, we call it preemption broadcast. September the 2nd, this is 2010, not too far away from what a lot of the 2012ers are hoping for. What they don't realize is that they've been engaged with spirit-inspired drugs that will only open the door for more. So 2012ers, heads up. Now listen, we can look at the news today and see a lot of things going on. The hurricane and all the preparations that are going on. Prayers for the miners that are trapped. And listen, the culture war in America. And I'm not willing to give America up to the dogs. I will fight to the very end for the sake of lives. God so loved the world. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. So understand my approach. Though I see the radical evil, though I see the blood and guts of hell on the streets of humanity and in the lives of individuals, though I see the destruction all around and that which is to come, I see the hand of God, I see the power of God, I see the grace of God, I see the passion of God. And if you're listening to me right now, whether live all over North America, Canada, Australia, down there in South America, or by the tens of thousands in the archives later on, let me let you know one thing. There is a great motivation in my life. On the one hand, it is the love of God, this incredible love of God, where God seeks us and wants us and desires to reach us. On the other side of the fence is this vast, radical, lethal, human-destroying, hell-bound evil that has, just as God predicted, well, arrived onto the field as never before in human history. Hey, listen, you're more than welcome to let us know where you're from. I'd like to hear from you. Our email address, it's listed under the contact tab on shatterthedarkness.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. It's always good to hear. I want to hear from the Canadians, want to hear from South America, and want to hear from those who are downloading, in some cases, up to 83 other nations of the world. Again, we're looking at downloads today over there in Turkey, in Finland, in Russia, in China, and Taiwan. Welcome to Taiwan. First time we've seen that. And all around the world, they're in Germany. And we're going to just say again, welcome. And God's grace, God's mercies, and may the hand of God be outstretched for your blessing. May also the authority of Christ be expressed in the destruction of real, radical, satanic presence and evil. I got a, I get a email from the documentary films online. They're all free. And today, I got a, and they usually send about, just about every day, the new listing of documentaries that are out, and I watch them and study them. They're not the same ones always that are on the History Channel, which you've got to, you know, watch them very carefully in their ideology and in their bias many times. But I'm going to look at this later on tonight. It's entitled The Most Evil Men in History, Caligula. Francisco Pizarro, Hitler, Idi Amin, Ivan the Terrible, Joseph Stalin, Nero, Pol Pot, Rasputin. Wow. For the Russians, Rasputin was highly open to the spirits. Highly, I mean, this guy was deeply an occultist and obviously helped in the exchange and even governmental collapse. And it goes down to, Vala the Impaler, the whole background of the vampires. Vampires. That's how some kids call vampires. It's interesting that they try to sound like a vampire when they say it. But that's another thing growing all around us, and the drinking of blood. And listen, that's also mixed with the blood issues. Drugs are used in so many ways. So tonight, in the series of the dark side of the supernatural, we dealt with already the issue of the presence, the supernatural engagement that's going on. Not all of it is good. Can you tell the difference? Tuesday night, we also dealt with the issue of knock-knock, who's there. It really does matter what door you are responding to. Because the Bible, and we'll read it a little bit later, has a, there's a scripture in which Christ himself, Revelation 3, says, I, referring to him personally, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone, any person will open that door, Christ will come in. So the concept here is doorways. This is the laws of engagement. There is, in Almighty God's power and grace and might and ability, please understand, he does not usurp the free agency of a human being. And this is an issue because that is what we are in our makeup. And so God will not come down and twist our head, tie us up, turn us into a robot, program us, and make us. Now, the dark side will do this, and that's pretty evident. But God comes by his presence to lift the dark veil, penetrate past all of the lie, the sin nature, the opposition, and bring the word of life and enable us to see and respond. So if you're listening today and you've never met God or allowed God to literally walk into your life, this is a day in which God will knock. Christ will be knocking. A day in which everything in your life can change, including ultimate destiny. Going to welcome you tonight. Russ Dizdar here, shatterthedarkness.net. On the web for those who are just tuning in. It's a quarter after 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here also on Friday night at 6. And that's going to be a little bit different. It's one called The Face of God. Be Embraced, The Physics of God, and The End of Tears. We're going to look at that. Tonight, we're dealing with drugs as a spiritual door. And there is a clear prophetic redemptive warning that I already read at the beginning, and I'll look at again. It talks about it in Revelation 22:15, though it's mentioned three times. Let me read all of these where it's mentioned again. Revelation 9:21. As massive things are occurring, a third of the human race is dead, billions are gone, massive interaction, Antichrist involved. Here's what the scripture says. It says, "Nor when God offers grace, it says, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immoralities, their thefts." Notice the issues that have become the addictive characteristics of those who are in opposition to God. Murders. See, there will be those who will be unleashed, demonized, in a frenzy. The red horse, the butchering of humanity. The troops of Antichrist will be out. Then there's the magic arts, pharmakioi. The drug, the ones using drugs in the context of opening doors to the spirits, to get revelation, to get enhancements, to delve into that side. What they do not know is it's the spirits wanting to delve into their side. Some of you that are listening, and again, by this providence of God, it may be very clear that you know what's happening? You're using drugs. And it's not that you're using drugs. The drugs, inspired by the dark side, are using you. This prophetic revelation of what may be just 8-10 years away refers to millions upon millions upon millions of people who will not turn around, turn away from murdering. Satan is the father of lies and a murderer. Their magic arts that involve the open doors to the spirits that will inspire them, the decadent, occult-oriented sexual immorality that keeps the doors open, the thefts and all the rest. Listen, all of this is what the fallen cherub is all about, and it's demonstrating that mass numbers of individuals with the precursors now will give in to deeper and darker demonic addictions. Murder, drug, sexual immorality, thefts. Well, listen to Revelation 21:8. God again says in the future, in reference to the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice pharmakios. They're using the drugs to open the doors to the spirits. The spirits are using the drugs to open the door in lives. It goes on to talk about the idolaters, demon worshipers, and the liars. Now, you read any of these. Listen now. Revelation 9:21. It's something that God is going to do in the future in engaging globalist, Luciferic globalism. Revelation 22:15 is all about the very end, referring to those on the outside. And then Revelation 21:8. Now listen, I read the story yesterday of the Kansas City, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, the Civic Center is opening the doors to Satanists. We've got it listed on our website if you want to look at the article, but it's already a done deal. October 21st, the satanic group that is opening it, they're inviting all kinds of Satanists and those who are interested, and then they summon Wiccans and anybody else that will come to the rituals that will be done inside the Oklahoma Civic Center. October 21st. And it's very clear in my interaction with all kinds of Satanists, all brands, popular, non-traditional, traditional, you know, transgenerational, the psycho-Satanists, the self-practicing Satanists, drugs are a big part. With Wiccans and, listen, very clearly, drugs. There has been, in the ancient past, there has been clearly bulging, unleashing, a breaking into cultures with drugs that open doors spiritually. And the prediction is that the drug door to demon interaction will become wider, broader, global, and part of the central element of sealing the fate of millions who have rejected God's grace and embraced the dark presence. Oh, they're going to be betrayed just like Judas. No question about it. I've got seven areas to talk about tonight, so let's get into it. And again, thank you for those who have emailed. Thank you for those who have. Actually, lately, we've gotten a number of letters in the mail. Want to say thank you to those who've been listening. Thank you for the kind remarks concerning the content of what you've been listening to. Thank you for the great help you've given to the overall work of Shatter the Darkness and what we're doing out here. And one individual had mentioned that they know that we've been through a lot, that we've paid a great price. And I deeply, again, no names mentioned, but deeply appreciate your prayers, your consideration. And over the years, there's been a great price to pay. But outweighing that is this grace of God, the good things we've seen, the lives that have been saved, healed, delivered, and the ongoing encouragement that the King of Kings, my friend and my God, gives to us. So as there are those that are evil and wicked, summoning the demons and sending them against us, those who have come to visit and try to strike us down, those that have spoken the words, well, on a human basis, to those who are human, we forgive you in the name of the living Christ. To the demons, may the authority and the presence of Jesus bring destruction to your work. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Now, the devil's work, once again, listed in this prophetic future, giving the picture on the outside. It's as though God is describing the humans in that day. They're animalistic. They are animalistic. Their engagement of the drugs, their engagement with the spirits, their engagement in occult-oriented, sexual perverted decadence and addiction. Their engagement in murder, slaughter, ritual, demon direct worship, and the enjoyment of lying and the lie. My goodness, God gives a description of many, many people today who embrace precursors of the lie, which is still the lie, that will be dragged deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper out into that sea of darkness. And they will become as dark as the darkness they embrace. Sorcerers, magic arts, drug use is a major central issue in God describing those who lose their soul for eternity, those who are the ones that bring slaughter to others in the human race, those who open the door to the broadest manifestation of demonic presence. If you're listening, if you're into the drug world, if you're going down among the Mayan ruins, taking the ayahuasca so you can open the doors to the spirit demon gods, small g, that have never gone away, you are embracing the very demon gods that led the ancient Mayans to become the human sacrificing, slaughtering factory that it once was. Well, let's go into it. Seven things tonight. We're going to deal with the future issue, which we're doing now, ancient issues, U.S. military, science, so forth, the 60s, New Agers, 2012ers. We're going to deal with the drug trade a little bit, and then we're going to open one door where there is no need for God. There is a door to the ultimate infinite supernatural that is knowable, you can experience, and you don't need one iota of drug to get there. Number one, we've been mentioning the future. Now, biblical prophecy, one-third of the New Testament, hundreds of prophecies yet to be fulfilled, and the hundreds that have been fulfilled, listen, you got to know this, 100% accuracy, absolutely detailed. God is able to tell us exactly what the world will be like, what people will be thinking. Actually, he can even say what they will say out of their mouths. Now, I was watching years ago, Enemy of the State, you know, with, it was all about how the NSA had the ability to look down satellite, you know, read license plates on the back of the car and, you know, find out where Will was. And they're all about, you know, this conspiracy and using the satellites to track and everything like that. The surveillance society is massive. And it's very clear. But as I watched that, an individual that worked for the CIA, and he watched it, and he told me, Russ, what you see on the movies is 20 years behind. We are 20 years advanced in what we're able to do. It's just not known to the public. Well, I understand that. It's pretty incredible that satellites can look down and see the tops of the heads and shift and look at the faces of humanity. It's amazing to me that I can go on my server, look at the maps, you know, satellite down, and see the top of a house where somebody has been downloading hundreds of our archives. That's an amazing thing. And it's an amazing thing that my house right now could be Googled and you can look right down on the top of it. You're going to see me out there jumping in the water a little while ago if you were doing it in a live sense. Maybe I'll put up the letters HI, H-I, not H-I-G-H, but H-I on the top of my house for those who are Googling down. It's an amazing thing that God is able to pinpoint the mentality, the emotion, there is nothing that escapes God's omniscience, meaning that right now God knows exactly who's listening, what you're doing, what your background is. You are more known, God knows more intimately of your past, your present, and your future than you could ever know about yourself. That's the truth. Because you're talking about infinite ability. You and I have very, very limited, finite ability. And so I'm really going to tell you right now, I'm absolutely amazed at biblical, the Holy Spirit's giving us insight. And I believe this is redemptive warning. I have no question in the providence of God, and I want those of you that are still into the drug use, still addicted and you think it's dealing with the wounds and trying to escape and everything else. You don't understand. The drugs today, so many of them are directly spirit-inspired for the sake of opening doors and bringing influence. And God gives redemptive warning right here, right now. May, by the providence of God, drug lords hear this. May the drug pushers on the street hear this. May those who receive the drugs, the so-called casual user, come on. You want to escape? Why open the door to the demons? Does it really change your life? You got to come back to Monday. Let me tell you right now, the redemptive warning, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the massive, massive use of drugs that open the door to the demons to make interaction with you is going to get broader. It's going to get deeper. Maybe new kinds of drugs. But the future tells us that if you continue down this slope, you're in the category of the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, those who love the lie, and you will lose your soul. You will. The end of the end, well, it's not really the end. There is an eternity that involves horrific, unchanging separation from Almighty God. Well, in a place that God in the Scripture tries to give to us a description of. Listen, if you do not want God now, and you want to embrace the drugs, the spirits, the sexual decadence, the murderers, the idolaters, and all the rest of the lie, that's what you'll have in the end. If you spit in the face of God now, please understand, you don't get him later. And so when we talk about the future, God gives warning, and you're hearing it today, that now is the day of redemption. Now is the day of God's favor. And God's Spirit summons you to Christ, who is the ultimate doorway to God. You want supernatural engagement. You want the presence and power of the love of God. You want the presence of God that will eliminate any concept of a need for drugs. See, I was there 36 years ago. I know what it was to take the acids, the drugs, the smoking, the stuff, and involve myself into spirit connections. I know what it was to have those. I also know the presence and power of God that engaged me. And that when Christ came in and cleansing came and the demonic and Satan's rights were broken and taken away, never have I desired or wanted a drug, or to even get drunk for that matter, ever again in the last 35 years. I'm not in a program. I've been set free. There is a presence. There is a love. There is God dwelling inside. And there is no need for cheap, demon-given replacements that only drag us into the addictions and land us on hell's doorstep. Where do you stand? Where do you live? I know that some of those of you drug using and even addicted may be in your tears right now, and that's good. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may he deliver you. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the demons you've opened the doors to, the demons that have brought you the drugs, may they be broken. May they be, listen, get up and defy the demons and defy the enemy and defy it all. And by the presence of the Holy Spirit, cry out, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life. Deliver me, save me, fill me with your spirit. I will burn the drugs. I will burn the bridges to the past. Give my heart to Christ, God. Do it now, my friend. The door to God's mercy and God's grace thunders right now. Jesus said it. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone, that includes you, wherever you are in the world, and we're in, whether live right now or whether you listen a week from now, a month from now, the words of God are active, packed with his presence until the day Jesus comes. The difficulty in this prophetic redemptive warning is that if you're already caught by the dark side and you're already into your sin and you've already opened the doors, layer after layer after layer of dark side, the blanketing of what they do, what they are, and what they will drag you into will get deeper and broader and deeper and broader. And if you go all the way, and if you embrace the Antichrist, you take a mark, you have sold your soul to the pits of hell itself. Is that what you really want to do with your life? Number two, ancient times. I mean, go back all the way, even in the Old Testament, go way back all the way. You're going to find out that drugs, drug use, among the Romans, among, the Mayans and the Greeks, among the Indian, among the shamans and the sorcerers, among the spirit worshipers everywhere, drugs have always been a part of deep, dark rituals that open the doors to the spirits. The Mayans, it was drugs in the past, always used somehow certain drugs, whether it's the pineal gland, whatever it may be. Maybe even the drug itself has attachment. Maybe the drug itself is a calculation of chemical that they understand, they know, opens a door. You ever notice something? This is point number 7, but I'll give you a clue right now. You ever notice that God does not, never has, and will not use drugs as a doorway to find God? In the context of drug use and the communication, there's a lot of lie. Whether the ancient past, including the Mayans, ayahuasca, there are drugs that spirit worshiping, I'm talking about dark spirits, demons, tribes, nation states that have used them to open the doors. Oracles that ingested drugs to get communication from spirits that they might speak. I mean, the Temple of Delphi, that was true then. It's true all over the world. Serpent worship all over the world has a connection to the use of particular kind of spirit-opening drugs. And in every case, in the past, in the present, and deeply, clearly, in the future, it involves opening the doors always to the dark side. Never to the heart, the face of God. These drugs never open the door to heaven, to the grace of God. It never leads you to the living Christ. Number 3, what did happen? What did happen in the 60s, United States? I'm going to mention this now. I'm going to exchange. We're going to look at the 60s. I mean, go back to the 60s. Many of you listening are 60s children. I was raised through the 60s as a grade schooler, junior higher, and then going into high school. You know, I was there. Man, I was there. I was there as the broadest release of drugs, LSD, peyote, the psychedelics. They were all being released in our culture. Again, some of the sources could have been CIA. The illegal use and testing of LSD by the CIA, along with its mind control, along with all the rest that it was doing. You can go back to Sidney Gottlieb. You can go back to the drug doctors of the CIA, the psychiatrists and scientists involved, the producers of things like LSD. And you're going to find that all of this massive barrage of drug use that opens broad doors to the spirits began to pour out in the 60s. At the exact same time, the second largest proliferation of occult literature, according to James Webb, the occult historian, was the United States, the 60s. What else happened in the 60s? How about the sexual revolution? How about Kinsey? How about the decadence that began to occur? Love the one you're with. How about the next person you're with? How about everybody in the whole group? How about those diseases going on? How about those babies born out of wedlock? How about those babies killed in the midst of abortion? The Holocaust of abortion. The 60s, most people do not realize, was not the age of peace. It was a false peace. You know, peace and the peace sign and the two fingers up for peace and the music that was unleashed was entrenched with, well, so much of it, the sexual decadence, the drugs were there, and then the occultic and demon-opening literature. Oh, they began to get into Crowley. They began to get into the ancient arts. They began to summon the spirits. I mean, look at Jimi Hendrix. look at the Doors, Morrison. You know, look at Joplin. Look at the groups that began to come, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, many others. Look at the combination of the sexual decadence, the drugs, and the occult demonization, or, even the Church of Satan, the Satanic Bible, unleashed in the 60s. Notice how all three were in combination, poured out into the United States as a tactical strike from the dark side. Culture war exploded. So many kids born without a dad, and sometimes without a mother that loved them. Moms and dads in the 70s, out of the 60s, were still doing their drugs as they were trying to raise their kids. Families destroyed. Marriages broken down. Relationships. So the peace and the love of the 60s, inspired by counterfeit spirituality, pumped through the vehicle of music, pumped through the vehicle of sexual freedom that brought the addictions, the diseases, the death of children, and the breakdown of children who would be raised. Oh, yeah. All of it was there, including the drugs. Everything listed in the future, the drug use, the occult orientation of it, the sexual decadence. See, most people do not understand the left-hand path. It involves, and they don't understand satanic rituals when it comes to sex rituals. They do not understand that decadent, perverted sexuality, consistently done, dirties the conscience and becomes the platform for demonic attachment and operating presence. That's why there's a connection between spirit-given, inspired drugs that open the doors, the sexual decadence, and the direct worship of demons. It's all there. The redemptive prophetic element for the future shows on the broadest possible scale what occurred in the 60s. Well, it went worldwide, but deeply and broadly in the United States. It was an attack, spiritually plotted. Oh, there were those behind the use, obviously. In the 60s, every kind of spiritual doorway from the East, from the left-hand path, from the old Nazis, in every kind of way, doorways were opened up. Drugs were released. Sexual decadence occurred to bring a blanketing of human conscience, a dirtying of human conscience, and massive, massive dysfunction followed, and death. Oh yeah, Joplin couldn't handle it, ejected herself, dead. Hendrix threw up in his bed. I believe he died in the midst of the vomit. All across the board. The mixture, this cocktail, this satanic cocktail of these kind of drugs, the sexual decadence, occult-oriented, and the literature that opens the doors, well, it is always in the past, in nation-states, like the Mayans. It has always been, as we've seen in the 60s, and will be, as God prophesies it in the future, horrifically lethal, deadly, and damning to the soul. Point number four. Let's talk about U.S. military. Let's talk about the CIA. Let's talk about the psychiatrist involved. Let's talk about the drugs that were developed that old German scientists were working on, the Russians began to work on. Let's talk about the combination of these kind of drugs that some thought brought human enhancement. Oh, mind-expanding drugs. I mean, the science, well, if you want to call it that, dark science. Where do you think dark science comes from? Where do you think the enemy cannot bring voice to skull ideas into the heads of scientists, psychiatrists that have already opened the door to any kind of, like the German doctors, the Nazi doctors, they had no ethics. Everything was thrown out. They're willing to do anything. And anytime, anywhere, whether in Russia, Europe, United States, if anything goes, and you can do it in secrecy under the provision of national security, if you can take drugs and play games and test subject humans, you know, American citizens, if Olson can go out the window because he was going to tell about this illegal, horrific crime, sin of drug testing and drug release in the United States. I've got a book on the shelf called Toxic Psychiatry and the enormous level of drugs that are being used, the psychotropics and everything else. Let me tell you, on the one side, there are some drugs that are good. They do help. But there are also clearly, in the pharmaceutical companies, nothing but sheer profit. And who does make the drugs? And where do they get the ideas? And do they try them out? Do they, well, like in the book Spirit Molecule, you know, where immaterial spirit does connect with material, physical, human. I mean, where does the human spirit connect in the human body? Where does the immaterial connect with the material? Now, some say the pineal gland, and in the book, The Spirit Molecule, the entire argument is that there are certain kinds of drugs that open the doorway within so that individuals can hear the spirits. In every case, ancient, in the 60s, present, and in the future, the drugs always used only open the door to the dark spirits, to the dark side, to their agenda. Isn't it amazing? You go down to the Mayan ruins, you get connected down there with some of the current Mayans, shamans and religious or spiritual leadership, and they take you off to be able to, you know, get back into the, you know, and get the ayahuasca. Isn't it amazing that it always opens the door? And this is true among Native American Indians, Navajo, all of them. This is true of peyote. Back in the 60s, we did it. It is a substance that helps open the door. U.S. military, DARPA, all the rest. Here's the warning. When drugs and new drugs are being developed that seem to give some kind of non-human enhancement, that seem to open the doors for mind-expanding capturing of knowledge, or even receiving in your heads ideas for military weapons, your head has been, it's like the lid of your head has been lifted up and the demon is just speaking the agenda direct. We have a history of horrific, dark, shadow government. You don't think the globalists understand this? You don't think they've helped unleash the drugs in society? You don't think they understand? The spirits understand this. Please understand, the spirits want every doorway possible opened up. And so whether you look at it, even in England, this constant mixture, mixture of the leading musicians of the world, their drug use, and their songs of Crowley. Their songs that, well, I remember one by Ozzy Osbourne. I think it was in Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, where there's a song where Oz is asking the presence that had engaged his mind. He literally asked the question, who in the hell are you? Hell's not a bad word, it's a bad place. See, the spirit's coming through this experience of drug, whether it's the drug that breaks down the barrier, the vulnerabilities, and opens up a connection to their world. It's always to their world. It's always them speaking. Please understand this. That's the vital issue. So warning to DARPA, warning to NASA, warning to the CIA, warning to the rest. It's very clear. You have been duped. Maybe some of you know what you're doing. The dark side has used you and are using you, and you have been used to spread and open doorways. The drug trade, because of money. Well, listen, your money is damned. It's blood money. It's demon money. What are you going to do about it? God holds you to account. See, there's a great verse in Scripture that says this. Hebrews chapter 4, read it sometime. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The redemptive warning, military, psychiatrists, scientists, those who are doing the experimentation with, quote, mind-expanding drugs, paranormal use of these kind of drugs, you've been duped, you're opening the doors to the spirits, and they will invade you with their, well, their hooks, their agenda, their deception, and it always leads to destruction. Let me mention number five, and this is the new age, past, you know, growing out of the 30s, growing, you know, all along, growing and growing and unleashing broadly in the United States, of course, in the 60s, and now worldwide, hundreds of millions. On top of that comes a layering, again, crystals, channeling, you know, transcendental, you know, meditation forms, you know, more and more and more and more, the crystal skulls, more doors, 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 doors. The dark side uses all kind. Now the 2012ers are coming along, and of course we're going to do a major thing here in September on the whole issue of the Mayans, 2012, the prophecies, and the lies, the absolute cover-up that is being done. It was one of the most human, agonizing, sacrificing, bloodshedding cultures in all the world. Drugs used, yes. The same demon gods of the past are still there in that blood-soaked land where those blood-soaked temples and where the spirits are attached, duping people like Daniel Pinchbeck, who wrote the book The Return of Quetzalcoatl. Literally, the spirits, along with the drugs used to bring broader delusion and open a man or a woman's experience, their spirit, right up to demonic attachment. Ayahuasca. McKenna did it. Many others are doing it. I mean, what we're finding out is that many people have done it, and they're gaining all this revelation. But it's all from a counterfeit spirituality that has a vast agenda. 2012, spirituality involves deep drug use to open up to the spirits and to help push the idea of a cleansing, a catastrophic collapse, and a new age. It plays into the hands of Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. You know, the Dark Lord is like the Pied Piper, and many are following the tune. Point number six, the drug trade And again, South America, it's just around the world. I mean, we've got government that's involved. We've got individuals that know what they've done. We've got military that know what they've done. We've got drug pimps on the streets. They know what they're doing. Even the psychiatrists need to be, you know, they need a wake-up call. The prophecy of God is that drugs, the kind that open up the doors to the dark side, are being unleashed in the past, present, and unbelievably in the future for one reason, the dark side to get a grip into the hearts and minds. The drug trade, did you know they call on demon gods? Did you know that they are calling on demon gods, Santi Murti, the demon god of death? Did you know that rituals are done, and the deeper and the broader the ritual, the more favor the demon god of death will give you in blessing the drug trade? We even got law enforcement down in Mexico calling on the spirits, doing their own stuff to protect them. Can you imagine? One side has big power demons, the other side calling on the demons, and it's all a battle because all this drug, multi-billion dollar drug industry, and the drug lords, God will hold accountable, those who have opened the doors in the government, in the political realm, the corrupt cops, all the rest, held accountable. Get out while you can. Repent of it now because the dark hand that grips you deeper may become so deep you'll never get out forever. Are you hearing me now? Point number seven, the last point tonight. In everything that God gives, all of his supernatural grace, power, might, presence, all of his deliverance, all of his healing, the gift of indestructible immortality, the opening of direct access to God, God coming into your life, the ability to hear the Spirit of God move in your life, be led, be loved. God has never and never will use any kind of drug to open a person up to get in. He doesn't need to. It is the mercy. It is the love of God. It is the Spirit of God that now summons some of you. Get out of this vast, deadly, dark supernaturalism that involves drugs. Burn them. By the hundreds of thousands of dollars, burn them. Turn it in. Get it out. Turn in all the corrupt politicians, cops, all the rest. Drug pimps, get out. Come on. In every single way, God is coming to redeem you. God is coming to rescue you. God is coming with new life. And the living Christ says, I stand at the door of your heart and life. He's knocking. If you will open that door to Christ, he will come in. You'll never need a drug again. And you'll be raised up to fight against it. You know the drug trade is human destroying. We're at the end of the hour. Hey, God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. Good night.